Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Magda Wolf Mindel Bas Beryl. All the Shams we learned for should have been Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up on the bottom two lines of Nun Omud Beis, and we'll repeat what we learned at the end of yesterday's year, and that would be the thrust of most of the first part of the shiur today, is this statement that Rabba made, Gufo. We go back and discuss Rabba's statement. Omar Rabba had said, Kol She'eno Bazeh Achazeh, if a Kedushin or some other factor cannot occur one after the other, then Afilu B'vas Achaz Eino. Then it can't occur even if they occur both at the same time. So, for example, if you cannot be Mekadesh Sarah and then Rachel, because they're sisters, so the Kedusha won't work on both of them, it will only work on the first one. So then, even if you Makadish them both simultaneously, the Kedusha will not work. That's what Rabbi had said yesterday to explain our Mishnah in the case of a Makadish, Isha Obita, or Isha Viachosa. If he does this, ki achas eino mikudesh, just because the reason why it won't work if he does them together is because they wouldn't work if he did one after the other. That's Rabbi Shita, and now we're going to question that. Esi Abaya, Abaya asks, we turn to Nun Aleph from Aleph. And we're going to bring several proofs trying to disprove this. And the first one is from Hamar Bibamaisa. If a person gives Tumas Maisros, what happens over here? He, for example, Rashi will tell us, has five Midas that he has to give Maisar on. So normally you would have to give 10% of that. So you would give a half of five. But instead he gave one of five. So in other words, instead of giving 10% Maisros, which would have been a half of one of those five portions on all five of them, which would be therefore one-tenth. Instead, he gave one of those five for all five of them, which would be 20%. And therefore, he's mar bibimaiser. He gave too much miser. So the bottom line is, Abaya tells us, the peros are misukanim. The fruit is, in fact, misukan. The four manas or midos that are previously tevel are now mesukan, so they are fine. The peros are mesukan. Those are all regular chulin, and it can be eaten. However, the one that he set aside to be the meiser, that is makulkal, or meisros makulkalim, because that is a mixture, actually, of meiser, because half of that should be meiser, but the other half of that was never mesukan, so it still remains tevel. And therefore, this is a mixture of tevel and meiser, and you're stuck. That part is not mesukan, but the peros are mesukan. Now here's where Abaya questions Rabba. He says, "Vamai, why should this be that the peros are mesukanim? If you are saying that if something can't occur one after the other, then it can't occur simultaneously. So then, if that's yeshita, so neima kol she'eino bazeh achazeh afilu b'vasachas eino. Now, if you were to go and say, I want to go and take off my maisos, and first I'll take off a half of this measure to be the misakin for the rest, and then I'll take off another half to be additional miser, so that won't work. The second miser that you designate will not be miser. It can't work. It's not taking effect on anything. So therefore, it wouldn't work b'zeh achazeh. So then how can it work simultaneously? Why are you saying over here the peros are misukanim? So that's the question that Abaye asked to Rabba. How does Rabba answer this? So Rabba says, Amalei. Rabba says back to Abaye, no problem. Shiny miser. Miser is different because the isei l'chatzayim. When you give miser, you don't have to make the whole grain, the whole fruit, the whole vegetable to be miser. Half of it can be miser. So when you're saying over here, this one measure should be miser for the other four measures, so you're not saying that it's the entire one measure that is miser. It's only part of it. Half of it is going to be miser. The other half is not going to be miser. So therefore, in this situation, miser is different. The isa l'chatzoyim. Because the iyam, my fi, it said, tiskadish palgo dechitsa. If he had said, I want half of each grain to be Mekudesh, and that's how I'm going to get the proper amount, 10% of Maisa, that would work. So therefore, that can work over here by Maisa. As opposed to a woman, you can't say, well, I'll be Mekudesh half of this sister, and then I'll be Mekudesh half of the other sister. That doesn't work. So therefore, the two cases aren't analogous. And Rabbi says, you don't have a raya over here from the Marbi B'Maisa, Peros of the Sukanim, against Maishita, that Kol She'eino B'Zeh Achazeh, Afilu B'Vasachas Eino. Try again. Gemara says, wait a second. Vare Maiser Behema, the Leko Lechatzoyim. Well, let's look at Maiser Behema. We know the din is that you have 10 animals born in that year, right? One of the first Mishnais in Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanah's Haim. So it tells us that for Maiser Behema, the year goes either from Elul to Elul or from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, the two different Shitos. And all the animals that are born during that year, although we break up the year into three separate parts, but all the animals that are brought in that year, that are born in that year, so they have to take one-tenth of them, you pass them through the corral, and the tenth one you slap with the red paint, and you say, you declare, this is Maiser Behema. So in regards to Maiser Behema, you can't say, well, half of the animal will be Maiser ma'aseh behema, and then half of the next animal will be ma'aseh behema. That you can't do. So therefore, we're not going to have the same answer over here by the ma'aser of Dagon that you could say tis kadish palgo the chitzor, that would work. Here, you can't be ma'kadish half of the animal. So therefore, vary ma'aseh behema the lekel lechatzoy, and there is no concept of doing half of an animal. But likewise, lekel b'zeh chazeh, you're not allowed to go and say intentionally that the tenth animal that is ma'aseh behema. You know what? I want to give another one. Thank you, Hashem. The 11th animal is also going to be ma'aseh behema. You can't do that intentionally. We'll see if you do it by error. There is going to be an effect, and therefore that's going to be the teretz eventually that Rabba's going to give. But right now, lekel b'zeh chazeh. So here you don't have the ability to do two of them to be one after the other to be ma'aseh behema. So therefore, it shouldn't be able to take effect b'vasachas. Now, the gifts that we have is Omer Rava, but on the side it's brought down, this is really Rabba. So Rabba himself is the one that said this. Omer Rava, Yatsu Shnayim B'Asiri. If, however, two come out in the 10th place, they're going through the narrow corral, but two manage to squeeze through as number 10. V'Korin Asiri, and he called both of them Ma'aseh Behema. They're both the 10th one. So in this situation, you really have a 10th and an 11th one. Nevertheless, Asiri v'Achadasar Muravim Zebezeh, the 10th and the 11th animals are mixed together. So one will be treated as Meiser, and the other one will be brought as a Korban Shlomim. So in this situation, you do have two of them over here. Rashi points out, as an aside, that one of them is definitely the Meiser Behema, one of them is a Shlomim. We don't know which one is which. So therefore, you have to do a whole bunch of things in this situation in order to be able to go and actually bring them. I am the Rashi for those details, but that's not the point for right now. The point for right now is that you can see that Bevas Achas, it worked, even though it would not work with Zeachazeh. Kasha, Rabbi himself is the one that says this, is going down the source of Shas. So it's a Kasha on his own Shita from his own statement. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi would answer as follows. Shiny Ma'aseh Behema. Again, Ma'aseh Behema is different because, if not, we have a famous Mishnah in Bechoros, which teaches us the famous rule that if a person counts wrong. So he's counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But by accident, the Tnan, it says over there, Karo Lachi Asiri. He somehow got mixed up. Instead of calling number nine, he called it number 10. Then he realizes a mistake. So he says, oh, just flip it around. But Lachi Chi. And the 10th one that comes through, I'll call that number 9. Then he forgets himself. The 11th one that comes through, he calls that number 10. So Lechadasar Asiri. So he is essentially called number 9, 10. He's called the real number 10, 9, but it's still the real number 10, so it has Kedusha. And then mistakenly, he calls number 11, number 10, because he went back to call the 10th one 9. So then by accident, he forgot, he called the 11th one 10. So all three of them, Shloshdan, Mikudashim, they all have a certain status to them. Again, what exactly the status is and how you do it, that's not for right now. But the bottom line is, since he made a mistake over here, all three of them actually have Kedusha, Bezeh, Acharzeh. And therefore, Rabbi says, no, this doesn't disprove. Ma'aseh Behema is different. Just like we said, Ma'aseh Dagon was different because you could do it by half. So too here, you could do this by mistake. So therefore, it could be B'zeh Chazeh. So therefore, this is not a proof against my Shita that if it can't be done B'zeh Chazeh, so then it can't be done B'vas Achaz. Try again. Rabba, you still have a problem from the following. Hari Toda, if a person gives a carbon Toda, so we know that a carbon Toda has certain dinim like a shlomim to it, but it also has extra dinim to it as well. So number one, it's only eaten for a shorter period of time than a shlomim. And number two, it's brought along with it four different types of breads. Three of those types are matzah. One type is actually chametz. So it's a total of four different types. 10 loaves of each of those types for a total of 40 chalos, as they're called, that come along with it. They're all, again, four different types of chalos, but the bottom line is right now just that 40 chalos are brought with it. So Hari Toda, the lesser betos. Now, you can't mistakenly declare a carbon toda, the bread should be, instead of calling it like with the Ma'aseh Behema and calling number 10, number 9, there's no way to mistake that. There's no toes by the declaration of the chalos of a toda, like there could be by ma'aseh behema. And likewise, alecha nami b'zeh chazeh. You can't go and declare, I want these 40 breads to be kachim, and then I want another 40 breads afterwards to be kachim as well. So therefore, you don't have any of the previous terutzim that we brought down. And you see over here, v'yidmar, it says in regards to the chalos of a toda when it's shechted, so at the moment that the behema of the toda is shechted, so then the chalos get the kedusha at that point in time. So by the shechita of the carbon toda itself, that's when the chalos get their kedusha. So toda, you have the carbon toda, shenishchata al shmonim chalos. There were 80 chalos over here, not 40, but 80 chalos over here. So you have a machlokas Chizki and Rav Yochanan. Now Chizki was the Rebbe of Rav Yochanan. So Chizki Omar, chodshe lo arboim mitog shmonim. So Chizki says that 40 of these 80 have kedusha to them because you're only bringing 40 with the toda. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo kotchi lo arboy mitoch shmonim. He says, no, you can't have 40 of them becoming kodesh because all 80 of them can't become kodesh. So therefore, none of them can become kodesh. So Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with Rabba. However, Chizkiya, who's the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, is not consistent with Rabba. According to Chizkiya, it works that 40 of the 80 are able to be kodesh. Now, if you would do 40 and then do another 40, it wouldn't work. So how can it work when they're done? Oh, it must be that Rabba's wrong. Now, Rashi points out that maybe Rabba says, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi points out, no, Chizkiya was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, and therefore it's less likely that he held like Rabbi Yochanan. Mistama, he held like the Rebbe. So therefore, this is the kasha on Rabba. So the more answers, we already answered this. This understanding that we had of this machlokes with Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan is incorrect. Lav itmar lo, haven't we said about this machlokes between Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan the way Rav Yeshua ben Levi explained? Because Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, hakol modem, there is no machlokes between Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan, kol hecha di Amar, kotche lo arboin mitok shmonim. Kotche. Everybody agrees that if the person, both Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan agree, that if the person said, listen, I want 40 of these 80 breads to be kodesh, so then 40 of the 80 breads are in fact kodesh. There's no machlokas in that. And likewise, if he said lo yikdushu, the person says, I'm not having any of them kodesh unless all 80 of them are kodesh, lo yikdushu abam, even the 40 shouldn't be kodesh, elam ken kotshi shmonim, unless all 80 are kodesh, so then lo kotshi. Then both Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan agree that it's not kodesh. So nu, what's the machlokas with Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan? It's only on the following case. Lo nechleku ela bistam. It's only when he didn't say anything. He didn't say, I want 40 of the 80, or he didn't say, I want all 80. He just said, here, 80 todos. I'm bringing them, 80 lachmos. I'm bringing them with my carbon totem. So Chizkiya holds Mar Sovar. Why did he say 80? What's the point of bringing 80? He says, just in case something happens to the good 40, then I want another good 40 to be ready for them, behind them. Lachray is Kumachavid. He's intending over here their backup. They're not being Kodesh right now. He wants them to be a backup. When he says, Stam, I'm bringing these as the breads for my toda, but it brings 80, so 40 of them are going to be the real lachme toda, and if something happens to them, new, they become tame, a dog eats them, whatever happens to them, I got another 40 behind them, so I'm good. So that's the opinion of Chizkiya. So this has nothing to do with bevasachas or zeachazeh. Umar Sava and Rav Yochanan likewise has nothing to do with bevasachas or zeachazeh. He says, l'korban gadol kol mechaveh. This person is thinking that you somehow with 40 is good, 80 must be better. And of course that's incorrect, but that's what the person is thinking. So therefore, that's why none of them, according to Rav Yochanan, are going to become kadosh. So this has nothing to do, the Gemara answers, with what Rabbi had said, if you can't do it b'zachazeh, then you can't do it b'vasachaz. This has nothing to do with that, and therefore Rabbi's shita is perfectly fine, and there are no further questions on it. Now the Gemara goes back to the yesterday shir, where Rami Bar Chama had brought down certain psukim to try to explain why you can't be mekadesh a mother and a daughter or two sisters at the same time. And Rava had said, no, you can't answer the way you're answering the psukim, but in fact, you have to answer them with Rabba's teretz that he brought down. Rava brought down Rabba's teretz that if it can't be done b'zachazeh, then it can't be done b'vasachaz. So now the Gemara questions, why did he give that teretz? V'Rava, lomer leh l'shanuya k'Rabba. Why did he give Rabba's teretz? He had his own teretz that he could give because Rava l'shitaso, teipuk leh kiddushin she'en mesurin l'biya ninhu. And kiddushin she'en mesurin l'biya Rava holds are not valid Kedushin. So say over here, since he doesn't know which of the two sisters he married, doesn't know he married the mother or the daughter, so it can't lead to Kedushin that will lead to Bia. So therefore, that's why it's no good. Why did he have to give the teretz of Rabba? If you can't do it b'zachazeh, you have to say you can't do it b'vasachaz. Why did he give that teretz? So the Gemara says, you're right, he himself holds Kedushin, she'enim sarim l'biya, are in Kedushin. So he would have given that teretz himself. But Rami Bar Chama had brought down the Pasuk, and therefore, L'Devar of the Rami Bar Chama Kamar, he was saying his answer, not for me, he was saying, according to you, Rami Bar Chama, were you learning it from the Pasukim that you brought down yesterday? Yes, you could learn it, but only if you learn it in the following way, which is that B'zeh Achar Zeh is no good, then B'vas Achas, it's also no good. And this leads us into the discussion for the rest of the shir, and this is one of the six famous Yal Kigam. We'll explain what that means at the end of the shir. This is one of the six famous machlokas. Yal Kigam is the mnemonic to remember what the six famous machlokas in are throughout Shas between Abaya and Rava, where we pass like Abaya. Normally we pass like Rava. However, these are the six that we pass like Abaya, and this is one of those Yal Kigam mnemonic items, and now we introduce it. Itmar. Kedushin she'ein misurin l'biya. Kedushin, they cannot lead to having relations. The kedushin is invalid, and therefore you can't have relations with that person. So Abaya Amar heavy kedushin. Rav Amar low heavy kedushin. Abaya holds it is valid kedushin. Okay, you won't be able to have relations, but the kedushin achal. Where Rav says the kedushin are achal, lo havu kedushin. Now, ultimately, we're going to paskin like Abaya that they are, in fact, a valid kedushin, and we're going to go against Rava, who says that they're not valid kedushin. So, we're now going to spend the rest of the shir discussing this machlokas. So, first of all, what is Rava's reasoning? Omer Rava, Bar Ahina is the name of an Amora, Asperly, he personally explained this to me, because the pasuk tells us, ki yikach ish isha, it says when you have kedushin, yikach is kedushin. When a man takes a woman for a wife, it has to be uve Allah. This way Rashi understands this, that it has to be capable of having relations. Kedushin, if you want it to work, has to be hamasur lebiya, has to be capable of having relations at the end of that kedushin, have a kedushin. But if the kedushin is going to lead to a situation where you can't have Bia with them. For example, the two sisters, you don't know which one. So maybe you're having relations with your wife, but maybe you're having relations with your wife's sister, and that's no good. That's not allowed. That's kares. Or it's a mother and a daughter. So maybe you're having relations with your wife, or maybe it's her daughter or her mother. And of course, that's even a more severe issue. So therefore, kedushin, she'ein misrul lebiya, lo haba kedushin. That's the way Rava explains his shita, as understood by Rashi. Tosos has a different understanding. Tosos brings down in the top, the only Tosos over here, and he says, Nira Lafarish, Kiddushin She'ein Mitzru Labiya, Kalomar, She'isser Habiya Ayide Kiddushin. That the Isser over here is only because of the Kiddushin and not because of a separate Isser. And that's how he understands the Pasuk. And the bottom line is, the Isser over here is because they're sisters or because it's a mother and a daughter. So it ultimately comes to the same conclusion as Rashi. In any event, this is Rav Shita, Kiddushin She'ein Misurin Libya, you can't have Bia at the end of this Kedushin, so therefore it's not a valid Kedushin according to Rava. It is a valid Kedushin according to Abaye, and now we're going to keep on questioning Rava and we'll ultimately slug him up. Tanan, our Mishnah, we learned, HaMekadish Isha Bita, or Oisha V'achosa Kiachas, if you simultaneously went to Mekadish, either a mother and a daughter or two sisters, so our Mishnah said, Ena Mekudashos, the women are not in fact Mekudashos. Now, if a person therefore had said, I don't want to be Mekadesh both of you, I want to be Mekadesh one of you, either the mother or the daughter, or this sister or that sister, not both of you, only one of you, the implication is that it would be a valid Kedushin. But wait a second, according to you, Rava, it shouldn't be. Vamai, according to you, this is Kedushin, Shem, Israel, and Bia Nino. We don't know which one is the sister that he's married and which one is the sister that he didn't marry. Which one is the mother or daughter that he married and the other one he didn't marry. So therefore, it can't lead to Bia. So therefore, it should be Enam Mekudeshes. But we just said in this situation, when he's Mekadesh, one of the two, Achas, Misho Bito, Achas, Misho Vachosa, Mekudeshes. So to you, to the Rabbah, this is Akasha on you, Rav. So the Gemara says, no, Rava would answer as follows. Amalach Rava, yes, Ulu Taimech, according to you, you got no problems with this Mishnah? You have the same problem that I do with the Mishnah, so you're going to have to revise the Mishnah? I'll revise it also. Because keep on reading in the Mishnah. Ema Sefa, we gave the Maisa Shahaya. Maisa B'chamish Lashon, there once were five women, U'behen Shnei Achayos, two of which of those women were sisters to each other, the other three were not related. V'liket Echad Kalkolo Shoteinim, V'shalehen Oysa, somebody went during the Shemitah year, and he gathered a kalkol of tanim, and it belonged to them. Vishal Shvi'is Haisa, was the Shemitah year. The Amar, and this man said to those women, all five of them, Hare Kulchem Mekudashos Li B'chalkolazu. All of you are in halachically first stage of marriage, Mekudashos, to me, with this basket of Shemitah fruit that was yours originally, that I'm giving to you. And Gemara will explain later today, again, why it had to be Shemitah year, what we learned from there, and why did it say V'shalahen Oysa. In any event, what is the status on Mishnah of these five women? So the Chachamim said, Rebbe Chachamim, Ein Achayos Mekudashos. The sisters aren't Mekudashos. Implication being, the other three women are, in fact, Mekudashos. Now, why is Rabbi saying, Abai, you got a problem with this? Achayos, who deinam kedushos? The implication over here is that only the sisters aren't married. Ha nochrios, the other three non-related. Nochrios here means non-related to each other or to the two sisters. Mekudashos are in fact. Now, hechidami, how exactly is this case set up? Ilema diarma kulchem, if this prospective husband to these five women said, I want to marry all of you with this basket of figs that I gave you, so then that can't possibly be because Kini at v'chamaru. This is analogous to the case if a person says, I want you and this chamor to get this item. So the chamor can't be konis something. So therefore, if the chamor can't be konis something, so we're going according to the shita that says the person can't be konis it as well. That is a machlokas elsewhere, but we're going within the shita that says that if the chamor can't be konis, so too you can't be konis. Now, Rashi brings down that what we're talking about over here is if a man were to say to someone, I want to give this to this child that's already born, and this fetus that's inside this mother. So since the fetus can't acquire it, so then the child too can't acquire it. So this isn't going to work. So in our case over here, isn't this analogous to kini at mechamorhu, the at mechamor, lo kona, and it doesn't work. So to over here, he's saying, I want to be kona, I want to be makdish, all five of you women. But it won't work for the two sisters, so therefore, how can it work for the other three? This is like at the chamor. It doesn't work for the chamor. It doesn't work for the fetus. It doesn't work for the two sisters, so therefore, how can it work for the other three nachrios? So we turn to Nunala for the days. Ella, what must you say? Lav the Amar Luhu Achas Mikem. Mustn't you have to correct it and say that the cases that we're talking about is not that he said Kulchem, he said one of you. And the halacha, therefore, is Uktani. So the sisters are not included in that. So clearly you see from over here that even though the Kedushin is invalid, right, it won't work for the two sisters and not even for one of the two sisters. So even though, according to you, Kedushin that are Mesurin and can't lead to Bia, it's good, according to you, here, then why aren't the two sisters also? Only one of them is, okay, we don't know which one, so it's not Mesurin Lebiya, but it's Kedusha should be good. But you're also agreeing that it's only the Nachrios that are Mekudoshos and not the sisters. So Rava tells Abaya, what are you worried about how I'm learning the Mishnah? How are you learning the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, L'Rava Kasha Reisha, L'Abaya Kasha Seifa. So you're right, Rava had a problem with the Reisha, according to the way we just understood it, and Abaya has a Kasha with the Seifa. So each of them is going to have to explain the Mishnah in a different way. So Abaya Matarits the Tamei, and Rava Matarits the Tamei. They'll each go and explain the Mishnah in a totally different way. So Abaya Matarits the Tamei, Abaya who holds Kiddushin She'en Mesurin Lebiya are valid Kiddushin, so he would learn the Mishnah in the following way. Abaya Matarits the Tamei. He reads the Mishnah, Hamakadish Ishobito, or Ishove Achoso Kiachas. If a person simultaneously tries to marry a mother and a daughter, or two sisters, Eno Mikudeshos. Under normal circumstances, Eno Mikudeshos, they're not capable of being Mikudeshos. Implication being, however, Ha Achas Meishobito, if he wants to be Makadish, one of the mother daughter pair, or one of Meisho the Achoso, one of the two sisters, Mikudeshes. That would, in fact, make that one Mikudeshes, because he holds that even though it's not Mesurin Lebiya, Abaya holds that it's a valid Kiddushin. Aye, then you're going to tell me, Vimamar Haru'uya Lebiya Tiskadishli, but if you were to say, the one that is capable of having Bia with me, that's the one that I was Mikudesh, so then, both of them are not Ru'uya Lebiya. In this situation, Eino Mikudeshes. Then I agree. If you specify it has to be Ruhi Lebiya, then if it's not Ruhi Lebiya, then the Kedushin won't take effect. And therefore, Umaisin Ami B'chom Mishnashim. I'll show you that I'm right, Abai says, because of the Smaisa Shoya with five women, Ubem Shtei Achayos, two of the five were sisters, Belikerecha Kakol Shetainim, etc., etc. Then one person came along, he took it from the Shemitah year, and it was theirs, and he gave them the basket, and he said, the Omar, Horu Uyo Limikem, the one of you that is capable of having relations with me, Tiskadishli, that's the one that I'm being Makadish. Now, the Chacham said about that, Yomru Chacham, Ein Achoyes Mekudashos. Oh, because that's exactly the qualification that Abai himself holds from. If you specify it has to be Ruhi Lebiya, so then if it's not Ruhi Lebiya, it's not a valid Kedushin. But if you don't specify it has to be Ruhi Lebiya, the bottom line is, Kedushin, She'ena Mesurin Lebiya, are valid Kedushin. So that's the way Abaya would learn the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah. How would Rava learn it? For Rava, Mitaritz of Taimei. Rava would learn it in the following way. He says, Makadish Achas Meisho Obita, if you are Makadish, one of the two, the Isho or the Bito, or Oachas Meisho Vyachos, or the woman and her sister, in other words, one of the two sisters, so that is like Nase Kemi Shekidish Isho Obita, or Isho Vyachos, or Kiachas. There's no difference between that case when you say one of the two, than if you said both of the two, because in both situations, it's Kedushin She'ena Misurin Lebiya, and therefore, the Eino Mikudash. Rava Lishitaso. And I'll show you, that's true. There were five women, two of which were the sisters. In our case, etc., etc. The one guy comes along with a basket of tainim, there was shmita, there was this, and he says, the achas mistei achoyos b'kudoshos li b'kalkolzu. All three of you nachrios kulchem, and one of the two sisters is mikudishos to me with this basket. And the chacham said about that. Yomu chachamim in this situation ein achoyos mikudoshos, because he said one of the two, and that's kedushin that is ein amesur lebiya, and therefore they're no good. However, the other three, it's kedushin amesur and lebiya, so they're all good. So that's why this mishnah is not a kasha on Rava, because it's also not a kasha on Abaye. Each of them has to reinterpret the mishnah. Each of them reinterpret the mishnah in their own way. Try again. Toshma, try to prove Rava wrong, because of the following Mishnah, this is a Mishnah that we'll have on Daf Samach Dalit. Toshma, we learn over there, Hamakadish is Bito Stam. If a man gives over his daughter in Kedushin to a person, now he has multiple daughters, and right now we'll learn that he didn't specify which of his daughters he's giving over in Kedushin. So the Mishnah there tells us, Ein HaBogros Bechlal, the daughters that are older than 12 and a half years old, which the father doesn't have a right to go and give them over in Kedushin, they're out of his domain, so then they're not included in, yes, possibly one of those daughters is the one that he was Makadish, and until she gets a get from that person, she wouldn't be able to go and marry somebody else. But all of his Kitanos, all of the daughters that are not Bogros, they're either a Nara or they're a Kitana, Hoktanos Bichlal. All the Kitanos are included in this, and each of them, if they want to go marry somebody else, would need to get a get from this guy first, because maybe they were married to him. Now, according to you, Rabbah, these are Kedushin, She'ena Masur Lebiya, because you don't know which of the two sisters he has to that are married, and therefore he can't marry either of them. And therefore, this is Kedushin, Shana Masur Lebiya, and it should not be valid. But my, here it is valid. According to you, Kiddush Shana Masur Lebiya, and who, or to you, the Rabba. And again, it's a kash on you, because this Mishnah says that the Kitanos are, in fact, Sofek Mikudashos. So kash on you, Rabba. So how does Rabba answer this? Amalach Rabba, Rabba says, Hoch Mayaskin, you know what we're talking about in this Mishnah? Kishain Shom Elo Gedola Uktana. There was one daughter who was a Bogaris, and there's one daughter that's a Katana. This is not Kedushin She'ein Masur Lebiya. This is Kedushin She'ar Masur Lebiya. He can go and marry the Katana, and therefore that's the only one involved. So it's telling us over here that yes, the Katana is married. Where it says, but Ha Bogros Ktani, it implies Ein Ha Bogros Bichlal, which implies that there were more than one Bogros, which would imply, therefore, for parallelism, that the Ktanos is more than one Ktana. Ha Bogros Tani, so we're dealing here with more than one. So the word says, no, when it says Bogros, it means Bogros the Alma. It's talking in general that if this were to happen to multiple men, so the older daughter in each of these scenarios would not be considered Mikudesh. That's because he doesn't have the right to give her over in Kedushin. And the, quote, younger daughters, but one in each case, are in fact given over to marriage. So this is not a concern of Kedusha and Masur Lebiya. There's only one Kitana that we're talking about, and that is Masur Lebiya, and therefore that is a case of Kedusha. So then Baruch says, what's the Chiddush? So what are you telling us? If the man gives over his daughter for Kedusha, she's not allowed to go get married to somebody else until she gets a get? That's obvious. Why is he teaching it to us? So Baruch says, no, the big Chiddush over here. Hoch Mayaskinan, the Shavise Sholiach. We might have thought over here that the older daughter, while not in the domain of her father, the Bogaris, she said to her father, listen, Ta, I want to get married. So if you find a nice guy, I give you permission to be my shliach lekabbalah to go and accept Kiddushin on my behalf. So maybe that's what we're dealing with. And therefore, when the father is Makadish is Bito Stam without specifying which one, maybe it does include the Bogaris. So therefore, the Mishnah is being Makadish over here, Ein HaBogros Bechlal, and the Ketana is still the one that is considered married. Why? Because I might have said, Ki Mekabo Kiddushi Adaito Dido Ha Mekabo, because you might have said that, yeah, it's a Sofik. Did he mean the Bogaris, or did he mean the Ketana when he accepted the Kiddushin Stam? So the Gemara says, no. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush over here is, the Lo Shovik Inish Mide De Isle Ha No Amine, a person won't give up something which he gets enough from, because he gets the Kesef Kiddushin from the younger daughter, as we learned early in the Masechta, that the father's entitled to get the Kesef Kiddushin for his younger daughter, the Ketana, that he marries off, as opposed to the Bogaris, he wouldn't get the Kesef Kiddushin. And therefore, person wouldn't give this up. So when it's Stam over here, it makes a lot more sense to say that when he accepted the Kiddushin Stam, he was accepting it on behalf of the younger daughter, where he gets a benefit, rather than on the older daughter, even though he was her Shaliach LeKabbalah, but he gets no benefit. She gets the Kesef Kiddushin in that situation. So if the choice is the one that he gets the Kesef Kiddushin versus the one that he doesn't get the Kesef Kiddushin, Mistama, he was Makadish, the one that he gets the Kesef Kiddushin, the Ketana. Where it says, but who says Milo Askinon the Armule Kidush Elididach. In order for this girl to have her father act on her behalf, she knows her father also has a ketana to look out for, so she wants him to look out for her. So she says, Dad, you'll keep the Kesef Kedusha for me too. So therefore, then there's no financial interest one way or the other. So maybe that's what we're talking about. Where it says, no, even in that situation, afilu hachi, even though he'll financially be the same, whether he marries off the older daughter or the younger daughter, nevertheless, lo shavik inish mitzvah, the ram yalei, the ovid mitzvah, the lo ram yalei. Well, it's a mitzvah to marry and help assist his older daughter get married. He doesn't have that direct obligation right now like he does with his younger daughter, the ketana. So therefore, if the choice is over here, he married somebody off stam, and it could be the older daughter, which even though he is her shaliach l'kabbalah, and even though he'll keep the kesef kiddushin, so he has the halachic right to go and marry her off, and he's going to be financially the same if he marries her off, nevertheless, he doesn't have a direct mitzvah to go and marry off his bogeret daughter, whereas a direct mitzvah to go marry off his ketana daughter, so a person won't leave the direct mitzvah to do an indirect mitzvah. So therefore, it's not a kasha on Rava, because Rava will say, this is kiddushin ha-misurin l'biyah. And therefore, it's not a kasha on him. But you're right, Taka, if it was a case of Ein Mesurin Lebiya, then it wouldn't be Mekudeshes. Try again, Toshma. From another Mishnah there, on Daf Samach Dalet, it says, in that situation, Mi Shiesh Lo Shtei Kitei Banos Mishtei Noshim. A person has two sets of daughters from two different wives. And in order to make it less complicated, so Rashi brings down that we're dealing with a case where the first wife passed away. He had, let's say, at least two daughters from the first wife. And now, when he marries a second wife, so any children that he has from the second wife are definitely, by definition, going to be younger than the daughters that he had from the first wife. So keep it simple. From wife A, he had two daughters, and we'll call them number one and number two. That's their age order. And then from the second wife, he had two daughters, and we'll call them number three and number four. Now, in age, there's one, two, three, four. That's their chronological age order. And this person, this father, went to Omar, Kidashti is Biti Agidola, I married off my older daughter, the Aini Odea, and I do not know, Im Gidolo Shebigdolos, did I mean number one, the oldest of the oldest wife, or the Im Gidolo Shebigtanos, or did I mean the oldest of the younger wife, the second wife, meaning number three, or did I mean Im Ktano Shebigdolos, number two, which is the younger of the two first group of daughters, which is still she gedola mina gedola shebiktanos, which is still older. Number two is older than number three, which is the oldest of the youngest wife. So therefore, I don't know, did I mean number one, did I mean number two, or did I mean number three? Because all of them have a status of gedola in some way, shape, or form. Number one is the gedolest of the gedolest; she's the oldest of all of them. Number three is the oldest of the second group, and number two is called gedola in regards to the second wife's children, number three and four. So all of them had an aspect of being gedola. So Kula and Asuros, all three of those, one, two, and three, are all going to be Asuros, because maybe each of them is actually married at this point in time, and they can't go get married to somebody else until they get a get from that first man. With the one exception, number four, Chutz Miktanos Shemiktanos. Number four, she definitely is not Gedola to anybody, not Gedola to wife number one, and not even Gedola in terms of wife number two, because she's the youngest of those two daughters. And keeping it nice and simple, there's only four daughters. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says that all three of the older daughters, one, two, and three, need a get from the guy, whereas number four can go get married. She doesn't need a get from anybody. Okay. So therefore, how is this a kasha on Rava? Because this is not Kedushin Hamasur Labiyah. He can't marry and have relations with either one, two, or three, because it could be Achos Ishto. And therefore, we should have said, according to Rava, that Kedushin are not Masur Labiyah. They shouldn't be valid Kedushin. But clearly you see in this mission that they are valid Kedushin to you after the Rava. So where it says no, again, Rava would explain. You know what? The father over here had married off one specific one. Originally, he knew I was either marrying off number one, number two, or number three. But then something came up, and he somehow forgot. Maybe there were terrible tzaras, there were terrible conditions. Maybe he had an injury, and now all he remembers is, I said I married off the older one, but I don't know if I meant one, two, or three now. But originally he knew that it was one, two, or three, so originally it was Kedushin HaMisurin Lebiya, and therefore it's valid. It is now a Taruvis. Now they mixed up. That doesn't change around the validity of the original Kedushin. And I'll show you that I'm right, Rava, in giving this teretz, because Daikonami, because look at the language in the Mishnah. It said, Diktoni Eini Yodeya, now I do not know. Implication being that I originally did know. Loktani didn't say, ain't you do it, it is not known. Somebody knows, I don't know, but somebody knows, because originally it was Misurin Lubiyah. It was one of them specifically. Shmami, no, this is a good diuk, and this is how Rabbi would get around this kasha. Mara says, but if this is the case, so again, what's the chiddush? You're telling me that if there's a safek kedushin, so then all they need is a get, safek get. So what's the chiddush over here? So one says, no, there's a big chiddush. Liafukim and the Rav Yossi. This goes against the shita of Rav Yossi. There's a famous machlokas between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim and Rav Meir as to whether a person puts himself into a situation that could lead to trouble. The Rav Yossi, who holds the Omar, lo machis inish nafshe l'sveika, a person will not put himself into a situation that will lead eventually to a problem. So Rav Yossi basically is saying that if the father, all he remembers is the oldest daughter, so why are you suggesting that it means maybe number two or number three? That would put himself into a suffix situation. So a person never puts himself into a suffix situation. So Mistama, if he remembers that I said the oldest daughter, so there's no suffix whatsoever that it's definitely number one. It could be number two, could be number three. But since a person doesn't put himself into a suffix situation, according to Rav Yossi, you have to say that he meant daughter number one, even though he doesn't remember that. But the fact that he remembers the oldest, so obviously the only one that won't put himself into a suffix situation is with daughter number one. Because daughter's number two and number three, it's a suffix situation. And Rav Yossi holds that a person won't put himself into a suffix situation. So therefore, the chiddush over here is Rav Meir telling us a person does put himself into a suffix situation. And if all he remembers is the oldest, it could be number two or number three. Not only is it number one. And therefore, Kamash Vilan, Rav Meir is teaching us, Demochish Yinish Nafshe L'Sveika. And that's why you have to have this. Not because it has anything to do with Kedushin, HaMesurin Lubiyah, or not Mesurin Lubiyah. That has nothing to do with that Mishnah, and therefore Rava says, I have no problem. Try again. Now here, we're going to bring a proof actually to Abaye. We're not going to directly slug up Rava, but Toshma, Misha Kidesh Achas Mishtei Achoyos, Ve'ein Yodea Eze Kidesh, No Sein Get Lazu Ve'Get Lazu. Now, what happened over here was, a man gave Kiddushin to one of the two sisters. Now, at this point in time, Ve'ein Yodea Eze Kidesh, he doesn't know which one he married. Now, No sin get lazu, but get lazu. Now this looks like this is kedushin that are not Misurin Lubiyah. And nevertheless, he has to give a get to both of them. So it seems to support Abaya. So again, Rav would say, it's not a raya to Abaya. Hachma yaskinan kishuhukru, ulubasof nisarvu. No, Rav says, very simple. This is exactly like the case before. He knew which one he married originally. But then again, there was persecutions, there was troubles, they're identical twin sisters. He doesn't remember which one he gave the kedushin to. So subsequently, it's not known. So the Kiddushin were Misurin Lubiyah. He knew he was marrying sister one. Now we don't know, was sister one or sister two? So now you got to give him no sin get lazu, but get lazu. He can't marry either one, because maybe he's marrying his wife's sister. And therefore he has to divorce both of them. And he can go marry somebody else. But no sin get lazu, but get lazu. So therefore it was Shehukru himself Nisarvu. And again, Daikonami, look at the language, Diktoni. Eino yodea. Now he doesn't know. Implication being that he knew beforehand. It didn't say v'lo katani eino yodua. It was never known. And therefore, this is a classical case of a woman who was definitely married. It was Misurin Lubiyah. Subsequently, there was a taruvitz. And now we don't know. So, okay, you have to give get lazu. But this has nothing to do with the machlokas of Abaye and Rava as to whether kedushin are good in the case of Einon Misurin Lubiyah. So again, the chiddush over here is that he has to give a vaday marriage a get, and when it's a tarovis, you have to give a get to both of them. Yehalkim ma'al memory. So what's the chiddush over here? So Gemara says, no, there's a big chiddush, because keep on reading. Seifo it's trichle. You need it for the next case, where you have meis v'lo och echad. Now, this person who gave the kiddushin, and we don't know which of the sisters he actually originally gave the kiddushin to, or B, he gave it to one of them, so you now have Misurin Lubiyah, but now he doesn't know. They got a tarovis afterwards, they mixed up afterwards, and now that chassan dies. And he has one brother. So what does that one brother do? They obviously never had children, they never had relations, so this is a case of Yibam. So he can't be miyabim both of them, because he would be miyabim two sisters. He can't be miyabim one, because maybe it's actually achos zukukaso that he's being miyabim, and you're not letting me, the Rabbanan, go and marry achos zukukaso. And he can't go and not do anything. He has to go and give them chalitza. And therefore, choletz lishtem. Because otherwise, they can't get married. Because one of them is definitely mechuyeves in either yibam or chalitza. So he can't do nothing. He can't go do yibam with one or both of them. So therefore, the only thing he can do is give chalitza to both of them. Choletz lishtem. Okay, now. Hoyol shnayim. What happens if the dead brother, the one who gave this Kedushin that ultimately we don't know which of the sisters he gave Kedushin to. He had two brothers, okay? So Reuven was the original one that gave the Kedushin to one of the sisters, and then they got mixed up. We don't know which sister he gave it to. And now there's a Shimon and a Levi. So now, if he had two brothers, so Echad Choletz V'Echad Miyabem, as long as you do it in that order, as we'll see, one of them can do Chalitza. And there, in that situation, if he did Chalitza to the one that the dead brother had really married, Gesundheit. Now the other sister is Muteres L'Shuk. There's no question anymore. And in this situation, one brother, Shimon, does Chalitza to one of them, and the other does Yibam with the other one. Because, Mimar Shach, if the first one was the one that did Chalitza, the second one is now out of the picture, and she's Muteris Lashuk, and she can go marry this guy, because there's no problem. And if that second one was actually the one that requires Yibam, Gizuntei, so there was Yibam done. So, no problem. But, you have to do it in that order, as we'll see. Cholates first to one of them, and then the other brother does Yibam to the other one. If both brothers, however, went ahead and Shimon married one of the two sisters and then Levi married the other two sisters, so even though one of them is marrying Achos Zikukaso, the first one is marrying Achos Zikukaso, because we don't know if she wasn't the real sister, so then it's the Achos, the sister of the one who Zikukat him, which is an Issa the Rabbanon, nevertheless, we don't put a Knas into place over here, Ein Mosi Mosom Yodam. Now, again, we said this is only the case of Echad Choletz V'Echad Miyabem that you can do this L'Chachila. Dafka Michlitz first, V'Hodr Yabume. Because if you do Yibum first, Avo Yabume, V'Hodr Michlitz, so then no good. Lo. Because the Korpaga be Achos Zikukaso. As we said, you're over in this situation, Achos Zikukaso. So, bid the Evid if both the Yibum, we allow this. Because, bottom line is, the Achos Zikukaso was taken away. But, L'Chachila, we say, don't do that. And the proper way to do this, if you want to have a marriage over here, would be one to do Chalitza, and then the second one to do Yibam. So that's the only way you can accomplish both. Try again. Toshma, the next part of this Mishnah says, what happens if you have Shnayim Shekishu Shnei Achoyos? Now here, you have two men who are not related to each other. So you have Reuven and Yanko, two unrelated men that married over here, Rachel and Leah, two sisters. One was Makadish Rachel, one was Makadish Leah, and now Zaynir de Ezokidesh, Zaynir de Ezokidesh. And now we don't know which one is married to which one. They somehow got mixed up, so we're stuck over here. Neither one can go and live with one of the sisters, because it could be his wife, but it could be his wife's sister, who's also married to somebody else. So you can't live with either of them, and therefore you have no choice. Zenosen Shtei Gittin, Zenosen Shtei Gittin. So Reuven has to give a get to both Rachel and to Leah, and Yankel has to go give a get also to both Rachel and Leah. Now, this seems to be perfectly clear that in this situation as well, that Kedushin, She'en and Mesur and Labia, is not a valid Kedushin according to Rava, so why should you have to give a get to both of them? So Gemara says again, simple terrors. Hochanami, Shehukru, L'Bsof, Nisarvo. Rava would answer in both cases that they originally knew which one they married, and therefore it's not a problem of Kedushin, She'en and Mesur and Labia. It originally was Mesur and Labia. Aye, there was a Terovis afterwards, so that's that nothing to do with the din of Kedushin, Mesur and Labia, or not Mesur and Labia. So Gemara says, again, Daikonami, because Diktoni, Eni Yodei, Avaloktoni, Eni Yodu. Same thing as we had before, Shmami No. It didn't say that it was never known. It says, right now it's not known. Okay. Again, the Chiddush then, Ihochi, Maile Memer, what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, because Sefer Tzrichle, the Chiddush is not from this part, you're right, there's no Chiddush over here, but keep on reading. The next part says, what happens, Meis Vilozeach, Vilozeach. Now in this situation, both Reuven and Yanko die, the two unrelated husbands, they die. And each of them has one brother. And again, there's a diagram of this in the art school, if you can't follow this along, Ayin Shom, but I think you can follow it along outside. So, in this situation, you now have the two brothers, the two Yavam guys, that have to do Yibam. But they can't do Yibam because they're not sure if they're doing Yibam with their appropriate Yavama, or if it's, in fact, it's the sister, Achos Zikukasa, which you're not allowed to do. So, therefore, Zecholetz Ushtayim, so the brother of Reuven has to go give Chalitza to both of them, and the brother of Yankel has to go give Chalitza to both of them, Zecholetz Ushtayim. Now, what happens if you had, in fact, that Reuven had one brother, but Yankel had two brothers? Lozeh Echad, Reuven only had one brother, Lozeh Shnayim, but Yankel, he in fact had two brothers. And we turn to Nun Beis Omud Aleph. And if you're having trouble picturing this as well, there's a diagram in the art scroll true, but I think we can do it outside. So in this situation, the brother that's the single brother, Reuven's brother in my example, Ha'echad Choleitz Lishtehem. So Reuven his brother, he has to give chalitza to both of them, because again, for him, it's achos zikukaso, and it's a problem. But the two brothers of Yaakov, okay, so you have Yisachar and Zevulun, by Shnayim, the two brothers of Yaakov, echod cholitz echom yabim, just like we had in the case beforehand. The first one has to do chalitza, but the second one, mimonashok, is perfectly permissible to go and marry her. Either that's the real yibim, or that is now a pnuya l'shuk. So therefore, the first one, and it must be in that order, the first one must do chalitza, and then the second can be miyabim. And again, im kadnu v'kansu, if both of them did yibim, we allow it because it's only an issa d'rabbanan, and we don't make a knas in this situation. Ein mosim mosam yadim. Now, again, we said, davko michlatz v'hadu yumi, the second set of brothers, so when you have Yanko's two brothers, Yisachar and Zvulun, so both of them in this situation, davka, one of them has to do chalitza first. Let's say Yisachar will do chalitza first, and then Zulun will do yibam, vada yivume. But the other way around, we don't allow that, lichat chila, abo yivume, vahadu michlat slow, because the kopaga b'yivam l'shuk, because it may be a woman who is a yivama, but not to him. And therefore, she's what we call a yivama, who's not allowed to marry l'shuk, and he's going to marry her. Therefore, you must do the chalitza first, and then you do the yibam. Okay, so again, no kasha yet on rubber. Each time he's explained that we're dealing over here, that it was a kiddushin misurin l'biyam. So we try one more time. And this time, we're going to finally shlug up Rava. Toshma. The Tani Tavyume. Tavyume was a certain Tana, and he taught the following Brisa. Lezeh Hamisha Banim, Lezeh Hamisha Vanos. You have two men over here. One man has five sons, and one man has five daughters. No, so these two guys get together, and sitting around and saying, listen, let's have one of your daughters marry one of my sons, and we'll see how that goes. So in this situation, they seemingly did not specify which son to which daughter, so now they don't know. So kol achas mi achas tzricha chamisha gittin. So the kiddushin took effect, but it was a kiddushin that obviously couldn't be misur l'biyah, because you might be marrying your wife, but you could be marrying your wife's sister. So this is a kiddushin that certainly is not misur l'biyah, and yet it says that you must do a get, which means that the kiddushin was valid. So kol achas mi achas tzricha chamisha gittin. So every one of these daughters needs to go and get, these five sisters, each of them needs to get a get from each one of the five sons, because maybe this is the husband, maybe it's not. And therefore, you can't go and get married to anybody else until you get, each of those daughters has to get five gittin. Each of the sons might be your husband, so each of the sons has to give her a get. And in fact, if one of the brothers were to die, so then they'll still need gittin from the other four brothers. However, they'll also need each a chalitza, because maybe they're now a yivam l'shuk. The one that died was actually the husband, so then they need chalitza. So every one of the daughters will need in this situation four gittin from the four remaining brothers, and one of the brothers will do chalitza to each of them as well. Or they could have four brothers do chalitza. Each of the girls needs one chalitza done. Now, if you're saying over here the kiddushin hamasurin she'ena masur lebia are not valid kiddushin, so then why should you need anything, Rava? You're going to tell me like you've been saying this till now? You're going to give me the same territory you've been giving till now? Yeah, originally the father of the son knew which son was the chasan, and the father of the daughters knew which daughter was mekudeshes. Subsequently got mixed up, and that's your teretz until now. That's the teretz over here. No, that won't work over here. Look at the language. It says, ha achas mibnosecho li echo mibonektani. It said, without specifying which one of my sons will marry one of your daughters. That's a classical case of kiddushin she'eno misura lebiya, and you see that you require a get. Therefore, tiyufta derava tiyufta. We have finally shlugged up Rava, his shita, the kiddushin she'eno misura lebiya, is in fact not kiddushin, is incorrect. And this is, as we said, this is one of the six places where we pass like Abaya over Rava. Rashi tells us what the six are, without going into great details, since the shir is already long. So we'll just read the Rashi, Yao Kagan. Simone Halacho saying, this is the famous six Simonim, Yao Kagan, Yud Ayin Lamed, Kuf Gimel Mem. And halachos heim shenechluku behem abaye v'rava, the six places in Shas where we pass. Tosa points out there's some other places as well. It gives reasons why they're not including the Yal Kagam, but these are the six classical places where we pass like abaye over rava. Over chomakum normally halacha k'rava chutz me'elu. Normally we pass like rava. Here we don't. What are the six? So the yud is for yeyu shlomi das beil metzias gemar bava metzia, as to if you don't have knowledge that your item was lost. So you would have given up hope of ever getting it back. But this is called Yeir Shalomi Das. So then that's a machlokes Abaye Rava as to what the did is. The Eid Zomim in regards to certain dinim of an Eid Zomim, Abaye Amal Mafrei Hu Nifsal, the Perek Zabori in Sanhedrin. And Rava says, no, it's not like that. And that's the ayin, Eid Zomim for ayin, the lamid. So Rashi says it means lechi omid me'elav if a lechi is by itself. Tosu says different. Possibly is what the lamed is, but this is a machlokus in Erevin as to whether that's good or not. And then the kuf in Kigam is Kiddushin Shalonim Shulavia. That's our case over here. So that's what the kuf is. And then the gimel is Gilui Dato Begita. If there's a recognition that the person had meant certain things when he gave the get, so is that a valid get or is it not a valid get? So that's also machlokus of Ayin Rava. And that's what we had in the Perakah Shalech in Gittin. And finally, the mem is Mumer Ochel Nevelos L'Teyovon. A situation like this, Rashi has the Girsa L'Teyovon. The Bach chains around L'Hachis, and this is machlokus in Perak Zeh Borer, where we have the sixth and final machlokus between Abaya and Rava that we pass in like Abaya. With this, we conclude today's shir.